All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard here to Fox on the Road. Michael Cohen here with you. It is, of course, we're in the midst of the 2024 holiday season. And later today, the Somerset Patriots will be busy, very busy, in fact, as they'll be hosting their annual toy and food drive at TD Bank Ballpark. The festivities begin at 10 a.m. It goes until 2 p.m. It is now the 17th year, from what I understand, that this program has been running with the Patriots, and we are extremely pleased to bring back Vice President of Communications and Media Relations, Mark Rusinoff, to talk about this great program. Mark, how you been?
Been great. Just finishing up, still looking at a wonderful season that we had, and everything that our fans and the team and everybody accomplished this year has been amazing. And now it's the holidays, and I can't believe how quick the year has gone.
Exactly.
I think that's kind of everybody.
Oh, my God. It's hard to believe that we're already near the end of the year in almost 2025. I got to ask, before we go into the toy drive, how exciting was that for you guys to watch this World Series with guys like Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells having the kind of series they both had in the Fall Classic?
It was amazing. I think there's such a great pride around, you know, the players that have come through here, seeing Anthony and seeing Austin. I think there's just something very special, especially about Anthony, just from being from Somerset County and seeing him. I think everybody has this connection with him. I feel everybody has so much pride when they see him do well. And just to see how he performed in the World Series and seeing the grand slam and that moment that he had was spectacular. Everybody here jumped out of their seats. Everybody was talking about what happened when he hit that grand slam and their initial reaction to it. And just, there's just such a great sense of, it was emotional. I mean, everybody saw him growing up here basically. And it was just such like a great moment to see him do that on the biggest stage. And then seeing the interview with Jeter after and knowing how much Jeter meant to him and his family growing up and being at the parade in 2009 and seeing the pictures of him as a kid with Jeter. It was just out of this world. We just love seeing it. And there's so much more that's going to be coming from Anthony and Austin and all the guys that come through here. We saw it with Ben Rice when he had the 3-home run game. Mm-hmm. There's such an amazing talent in the Yankee system. And we're so proud to be part of the affiliation with the Yankees, but to see these guys and being part of their journey is just something we'll never take for granted. It's just an amazing, amazing time.
It really is. And it was, I was thinking back to that call, you know, that game a couple years ago where Anthony hit the walk-off home run to send you guys to the first half championship when he hit that grand slam. It was like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah, the extra innings home run. It was the last day of the first half. It was a do or die game, and your hometown kid and your number one prospect got it done. And it was just one of those things, like you see those moments and you just know how special of a kid he was and, you know, what a great player and how much work he puts into it. And just seeing the results, it's just so much fun.
Absolutely. So let's look forward to the Somerset Patriots toy and food drive, which is taking place today, December 7th, again, from 10 to 2. For you personally, Mark, what does this event mean for you?
We love doing this. It's part of our mission to always give back, be great neighbors to this community. And it's something that we've been doing for a very long time. I know you mentioned 17 years. I don't even know if it might have been a little bit longer because I feel like we've done this almost every year. I remember starting it and having Sparky Lyle come and sign autographs and take pictures. And it's just really grown into something that we look forward to. I know our fans do. We have very generous fans. They always support it. They come out in droves. We get thousands of toys. We added the food drive because people might not realize it, but there is food insecurity in Somerset County and people that do need help. And this time of year, it's the perfect time to give back. And this toy drive means a lot. I know Sparky looks forward to it every year. He gives his time. He comes out. He gives free autographs for anybody that brings food or a toy. And it's such a good feeling when you have people coming that you haven't seen in a few months that are excited to be at the ballpark and talk about the season. And just, it's such a warm feeling. It's such so much fun to see people, but also to see how much people give. I mean, we'll have so many toys brought here. It's always been a successful event. There's so much food that we then bring over to the Somerset County Food Bank. And it's just one of those things that you just love to see, and it's become a tradition. I mean, we look forward to it. We have Sparky the mascot take pictures and come out and meet kids and just make the event fun. And it just feels like it's that time of year, and you know, it's something special about the holidays that get people very generous. It's something we try to do all year, but especially this time of year, I think it's important to give back and be thankful for a lot what we have to offer.
Absolutely. You mentioned the Food Bank Network out of Somerset County. They're, of course, a big part of this event. What kind of food, especially non-perishable items, can people bring to the to this event?
Yeah, a lot of times you see a lot of like canned goods, a lot of things that, you know, they would be able to have that's non-perishable items. We want people to be able to bring stuff so that we can bring it over to the food bank, and then they can, you know, have it stored. They have something that people can pick up. We're not looking for anything like that would need to be used very quickly. We're not looking for frozen items. It's just something that we want to be able to do very simple. So there's a lot of times it's, you probably see mainly canned goods come in. And I think that's probably what we would recommend. But non-perishable items are welcome. We'll get it over there right away, and I'm sure that they'll find ways to use everything. But it's one of those things that you don't think of the importance of it in this area, because we're very fortunate to be in a very affluent area, but there are a lot of people that do need it. So we're asking for the toys for the kids, but we're also asking for food for our neighbors. So it's a combination that the last couple years have done the food drive. Especially, I believe we started doing it after, you know, COVID hit, and a lot of people with, you know, needing the food, and that was kind of where we started doing it. It was always traditionally a holiday toy drive, but I think the food element of it helps more of the community, and something I don't think that was at the forefront to beginning of this event, but definitely has become part of our tradition now.
Absolutely. Obviously, for the toys, fans are encouraged to bring, or asked to bring, new unwrapped toys to be donated to the Central New Jersey Toys for Tots campaign. Just talk a little bit more about what kind of toys, and like, is there a size? Is there, you know, any kind of other specifications that people need to be aware of?
I mean, we've had some great things. I think one of our season ticket holders brings a bike every year, mm-hmm. which is really cool. I know Sparky the mascot likes to take his picture on there and like go around a little bit in the store while he's riding the bike, which is cute. But there's definitely, all toys are welcome. We have a lot of, you know, action figures, board games. There's a lot of puzzles. There's a lot of things that people will bring. So the size doesn't matter. I know that there's times people are very generous and they do it through their offices, and people will bring a lot of stuff, whether, you know, it's one item or it's 100. We take it all, and the Marines are on site. They're going to load up the trucks right after, and they're going to take it to their headquarters and make sure that they're distributed in time for the holidays, so that everybody gets a little holiday cheer that this time of year they deserve. So no limit, no size different. We've had things that are stuffed animals that you look like you would probably have to win on a boardwalk somewhere. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, anybody that wants to bring something that would be donated and brighten up the holidays for some kids, we're more than happy to accept.
Absolutely. As far as promotions for the Patriots, obviously fans can certainly take part in ticket packages. There's opportunities for kids to sign up for the Kids Club. Just talk more about some of those opportunities that are available, like the Kids Club, signing up for that, and also season and mini ticket packages. Will those be available for fans to sign up for the upcoming season?
Absolutely. The store is going to have special sales that we do. We're doing a Santa sale, so that if people are looking to check off some Patriot fans on their list, they could do that. I think some items are up to 75% off select items. So that's a great chance to buy some cool Patriot stuff for people. The Kids Club is definitely something that's a great gift for kids. That has basically an entire summer of fun for them. And if they sign up that day, there's a Eastern League logo baseball that they would get in person if they were to buy the Kids Club membership. But, you know, season tickets, flex tickets, mini plans, they all make great gifts for people that are baseball fans that want to see that next Yankee superstar come through, that just enjoy family fun. So there's so many different things that are available through here. Basically, merch, tickets, Kids Club membership, gift cards. There's a little bit of everything. And, you know, we want to get people the things that they want for the holidays, and definitely feel like it's a very popular gift idea is Somerset Patriots baseball and Yankees AA baseball, and just having a lot of fun with getting that out there. You see it pretty much every day. There's another sail around here, but just think of how much fun people can have at the ballpark with everything that we're going to be doing, whether it's, you know, our Diners games, our Copa games, Bark in the Parks. There's so many things going on all year that there's something for everybody here, and it makes the perfect gift for people that are looking for something that they're going to enjoy a lot instead of just like a one and done type thing.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of the Diner games, and I know you guys have already finalized the dates for that for this year. You got 6 dates this coming season in 2025 for the Jersey Diners. Of course, what a year you guys had debuting that, getting the best alternate identity for minor league baseball and then the golden bobblehead for best merchandise promotion or retail sales strategy. Just talk more about the success of that promotion this year. And also, I'm sure that's going to be an item that a lot of people are going to be looking at this Saturday as a gift for the holidays.
Yeah, I think as we were trying to find an alternate identity or something fun to really take off, the Diners, when it was brought up and we really talked it through, just made so much sense just because of New Jersey being the diner capital of the world and the colors and everybody loving diners. I mean, who doesn't love a diner? So I think we knew it was going to be special. I don't think anybody expected it to become the phenomenon that it actually was. It sold probably 40% of our merch was Diners merchandise. We sold to every single state in the United States, had orders for the Diners. The games, I think, were 40% more people attended than our normal average games. It was just so exciting that everybody here worked so hard to be making this something so special that people were talking about winning the awards. I mean, obviously, just the excitement around it and how much attention it got. It was millions of impressions on social media. It was on a lot of the mainstream media, whether it was on, you know, ABC and ESPN, and a lot of places picked it up on top of that. So the impressions and the attention around it was unprecedented. And it led to unbelievable sales for tickets and merchandise, and you know, people just loved it. And we upped the number of games because we only did 3 last year, but we felt like doing one a month made a lot of sense because people were really into it. And I think that, you know, doing these holiday discounts and stuff like that and being able to get people in the store and seeing that the Diners are part of some of the sales that we are doing and getting the merch is something that I think that will also drive the holiday season for people, but also the tickets, getting them early, because every single one of those dates were sold out well above capacity. I think they averaged probably close to 7,000 in a 6,100 seat ballpark. So it was just an amazing promotion, and just the response to it was unmatched. I don't remember anything here that matched the excitement around the Diners, not since becoming, you know, the Yankees AA affiliate will always be the gold standard of all things that we do. But I think the Diners alternate identity was something that just carried an unbelievable love from our fan base and got love around the world. I mean, it was pretty much everywhere.
Absolutely. I mean, it really took off. It became a national, you mentioned around the world, became a huge success. You guys even had a map, I think, on social media of all locations around the world, of course, also in the country where people were getting the merchandise for the Diners. It was really incredible.
Insane. And it, you know, I give a lot of credit to Hal Hansen and Dave Merrick, who handled all the marketing for it. I know that Robert Crossman and Mike Tangoli did all the sales of the merchandise and having to ship things all over the place. You know, so there was a lot of excitement around both, you know, the attention that it got, but also just to see how much people love the brand. Like, we went to different ballparks, everybody talked about it when they saw, oh, the Diners thing is great. You know, when we went to meetings and had and hosted meetings here, people were so so in love with kind of what the messaging was and the look of it and the merchandise. And it just, again, was something that we knew it would be popular. I don't think we ever expected it to have the response that it did. So we're coming back for seconds. So I think that we're looking forward to what 2025 brings with it, and we're going to really build on the success of it and find new ways to really get it out there again.
Absolutely, man. Before I ask my final question, do you guys have any kind of new plans, new ideas, concepts that you're cooking up? I know Hal is always working on something big. What, you know, can you tease anything for us coming up for the new year?
I could tease that there's going to be some amazing promotions that we can't unveil yet, but we're in the works for a lot of really cool things to really step up a lot of the promotions that we did. Obviously, the diners is a big part of what we're going to go into the season, but we have a lot of fun ones that we'll be announcing probably after the holidays. But there's a lot of things that I think are going to be so exciting that fans are really going to enjoy, and things that once we announce, they're probably going to take off in ways that, you know, just a whole new level of fun here at the ballpark.
Absolutely. Again, we're here with Mark Rusinoff. As we're talking about the Somerset Patriots Toy and Food Drive, which is taking place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, December 7th. Well, last question for you, Mark. In addition to the drive, the Patriots are going to be hosting the a holiday auction to benefit the Greater Somerset County YMCA. That is an online auction that runs until 9 p.m. on Sunday, December 15th. Can you talk more about that charity?
Sure. We have a great partnership with the Greater Somerset County YMCA. They've been partners for a very long time. They do great work in strengthening our community. And we grabbed some items that I think people will really enjoy. There's actually Garrett Cole's game-worn Marvel jersey, which was left here that we grabbed when we saw that it was here. And we're like, oh, we could auction this off for the YMCA. And we put together a lot of pretty cool things. There's a diner merchandise package. There's some baseballs. There's one signed by Anthony Volpe. There's one from Spencer Jones. There's a Joe Torre. There's some Yankee legends like Sparky Lyle, Willie Randolph, and Ron Guidry on the same baseball. It's an online auction. All proceeds will go to the YMCA. We're just trying to raise some money. We launched it on Giving Tuesday, and it will go through that Sunday, December 15th. And we're asking fans to be generous. It's great work that the Y does, and we just want to raise a lot of money to help them with everything that they do to really make our community a better place.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Mark, I appreciate you coming on and talking about these great great opportunities here with the Somerset Patriots. Really looking forward to seeing the big crowd on Saturday for the Toy Drive.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the time, and happy holidays to everybody, and enjoy the family.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.